Hello, Francesca here, and this is I Just Wanna Write, a series of very short podcasts for those who, like me, are not professional writers but indulge in the pleasure of writing just because we like it and feel the benefits of it. In each podcast, I'm gonna give you a few ideas on how to practice your writing activity with fun, depth, and creative exploration. So take your time to grab your coffee, light up a candle or an incense, put on your favorite music, and let's just begin. Usually, when we are at the first stages of the healing process from negative beliefs, we happen to discover how badly we treat ourselves. We have tough words for whatever we do. We don't allow ourselves to try and do certain things, or when we do them, we feel shit. We stop. We block ourselves. By acting like this, we end up surrounding ourselves with the less positive people. Even the ones that could be positive with us suddenly transform into the worst enemies of our self-esteem. This happens because, as we said in a previous episode, our negative beliefs aren't just ordinary thoughts. They are a solidified, rancid energy blocked in our own atmosphere, and its smell is well felt by whoever surrounds us. We are all half humans and half beasts. Of course, I'm not talking here of the evolved humans, those who have already traveled the path of spiritual evolution, or are at least well advanced. I'm talking about the majority of the human population. To sniff the rotten smell of a core negative belief is an innate talent of our animalistic part. The person may not realize it at the surface level of her consciousness, but the animal within does it very well. So don't be surprised if everyone around you criticize whatever you do and how you do it and try to put you down, sometimes even unintentionally. They cannot do differently. They don't have the developed consciousness to act in a different way. So it is of a major importance to come to realize that we are treated exactly the way we treat ourselves. And to change that bad behavior, we need first to acknowledge that we are the ones that are hurting ourselves. It's not easy. We commonly tend to outline how badly others relate to us, and we suffer from that. But we are focusing on the wrong subject. If you also recognize this pattern within you, know that writing will be of immense help for you to develop love and self-compassion. Through the writing, you will be able to give yourself all the support and encouragement you crave from the outside. I promise you, I went through that. I know the subject very well. While writing, you'll be able to remove all the negative emotions that press you from within. And isn't that love? Besides, there are writing games that will help you to start an inner dialogue between the wounded self and some other parts that you harbor within you, of which you may not be aware yet. You'll discover you have the power of deeply loving yourself, that your best friend is actually within you, and that she possesses the knowledge that will help you transform your thinking and your life for the better. All this process of deeply diving in the positive, loving part of yourself will give you the support you seek and the direction to take. They never fail. Never. For you, my dear creatives, I wrote down the writing games that were most helpful to me, and I share them in the creative writing section of my blog. You know, in my site, Gate of Dreams, the creative writing playground is there. If you feel like experimenting with them, then go to gatedreams.com and sign up for that session. The sign up is solely for the purpose of protecting the material I upload there, since I'm gonna use it for future publications, but it's available and free for all Orwellians and newcomers, so just go for it. Negative beliefs often stem from self-criticism, so it's important to cultivate self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Be the best friend of yourself. This will help break the cycle of negative self-talk and promote healing. It's a long process, but a beautiful one. And it's worthy to give it a try. Sometimes one may begin it and then leave it to come back to it later again. Follow your rhythm, but don't give up on yourself. You'll be amazed to discover that deep within you, there is a smile over all that makes you suffer. And that can hand you a tissue when needed. Writing with consistency can lead you there. Wouldn't that be a life change? I wish you could get there someday. Okay, I think it's enough for today. But before we say goodbye, I invite you to explore the world of creative writing once again by visiting Gate of Dreams, my website. There you'll discover a variety of fun and introspective writing prompts, exercises, and curiosity to inspire your creativity. Check the description below for more information. Enjoy your writing. Catch you later, Oroville. Peace.